The first time Shay Davison surfaced on my screen, she danced a ballet hip-hop hybrid that had my feet moving below my seat. She cleared leaps that I'd only seen other creators make with trampolines and ice skates. She performed like a professional, but she talked like me. Lots of dancers have their own channels, and so do lots of teenagers. But Shay is both. She creates all the typical content, but what I love most about watching her is the joy she takes in all of it. Sometimes she dances alone, and sometimes she features her friends. Shay is okay with sharing the spotlight, and her fan base respects that a great deal. Clearly, she's not auditioning friends based on talent. Half the time, they're muddling through the routines. But Shay just smiles even wider. To be honest, I feel strongly that her friends drag her down. If you're going to ride coattails, you'd better at least keep up. I could dance alongside Shay Davison, and as long as I really put my heart into it, I'd fit right in. Just her presence would encourage me. You get the sense that Shay and her friends walk around town and suddenly start dancing, like West Side Story, but without all the gang violence. As her top follower, I glean whatever details I can. I've trained myself as an excellent detective. Shay drinks a lot of boba. She prefers to wear green. She talks incessantly about her mom and her friends. She never discusses boyfriends. Shay refers to her mom as brave, and that says all it needs to about her father. She never mentions her dad. He barely comes up at all. No one watches Shay Davison as closely as I do. No one notices like me. But when the videos end, my window narrows and shuts. I can't help her from this distance. We need to meet in person. We need to get to know each other, to trust and inspire each other. We need to become best friends, entwined and inseparable. That will happen with me and Shay. I'm her best friend. She just doesn't know it yet.